Welcome to Health Cetera's podcast. One of the well-known determinants of health is movement, and Naomi Goldberg Haas, choreographer, dancer, and teacher, has created a fun way to emphasize its importance. She is the founder of Dances for a Variable Population, a dance company and educational organization that is dedicated to encouraging adults of all backgrounds and abilities, especially older ones, to keep active with fun, beautiful dancing. Dances for a Variable Population is located in New York and offers several free outdoor dance experiences in some of New York's most popular locations, including New York Botanical Garden, Washington Square Park, Times Square, and more. On this podcast, registered nurse Barbara Glickstein speaks with Naomi Goldberg Haas about the importance of movement in dance, and how Dances for a Variable Population has impacted the lives of so many adults. This interview first aired on Health Cetera in the Catskills on WIOX Radio on October 20th, 2021.
This is Barbara Glickstein with Health Cetera in the Catskills. My parents were great partner dancers. I loved to watch them dance, so did everyone else. The Peabody was their favorite. I remember calling them by phone well into their 80s when they moved to Florida, and I'd hear music and I'd say, hey, what are you guys up to? And they always were dancing. They were dancing in their living room. I love to dance also. And I started dancing with a company called Dances for a Variable Population a few years ago. One summer, I even performed in front of the public. My guest is Ms. Naomi Goldberg Haas. She is a dancer, choreographer, and a master teacher. In 2005, she founded Dances for a Variable Population, and it's a multi-generational dance company. It's an educational organization, and it's really all about promoting strong and creative movement among all people with a focus on us older adults. Welcome to Health Cetera, Naomi.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Your free dance program, funded by individuals and foundation grants and money
and
that
government,
makes it all,
government grants
and
too.
Government grants, makes it all possible for people across the spectrum to be able to come to your classes. And what does it mean to you as a dancer, as someone who his life has been about dance? What does it mean to now be working with this population, and why do you do it?
Because I feel it's very important for all of us to experience a sense of movement in our bodies and to grow from that and to celebrate community in response to that, to moving. So,
and I know that being in your classes and training with some of the senior accomplished choreographers that you bring together for the annual dance performance that we don't call ourselves dancers, although I have to say by the end of working with you, I called myself a dancer.
You should. You are dancing.
Talk to us about the connection of the mind and the spirit and creativity and movement. And you mentioned you had something you'd like to read. Would you like to read that now?
Something that I'm working, this book that I'm working on writing about. It's about movement, how important it is in everyone's life. This is some little section about where I talk about finding center. Connecting to your center through your somatic understanding, through your mind-body connection, is an integral practice for the most intricate and complicated dance movements and for movements that appear simple, fundamental, basic movements like stillness, like balance. You might be thinking stillness is a movement. Aren't they total opposites? Doesn't balancing in one place mean you're not moving at all? But we think again, we think about our bodies in motion that can appear counterintuitive. There is movement inside stillness. Looseness and relaxation in the body will increase speed. We dive into stillness and we move from there.
Wow, that is so beautiful. And in those moments, I can share with our listeners and with you that getting out of my head and feeling my body in your classes is a connection that I want more of. And
it's very precious. It's very precious and important for everyone to feel this, to feel that, think about those feelings.
You do an exercise with fingers and hands. Will you describe that to our
We do exercises for mobility and for fingers, because most people can move their fingers in some way. So we just kind of increase strength and mobility. It's for increasing strength and muscle mobility.
And I have to tell everyone that Naomi and her teachers show up with the best playlists for our classes. So you're going to move because you know that song or you feel that groove.
That's right.
And would you talk a moment about the people you train to work with you, Naomi, because they're a splendid group, and how they come to you and what they learn?
I love to find teachers who are interested in working with people. That's the most important thing, that they have an interest in people. And they can also be teachers in that way, because they actually teach for people. Dancing is what we.
And you have quite a collection of those over the years, some of whom I've gotten to know and be quite fond of. I know that you also, for those listening, Naomi teaches across the city and across the boroughs within the city. And I know that you have, during the pandemic, you've been offering some virtual classes.
Yes, over Zoom. Mm-hmm. That's been very popular, mostly because our teaching artists have really, they've really got into the forum. They've helped people with technology and say they can offer classes.
And one of the things that I always think about when you're leading us and then graciously passing on the next movement or exercise to the other teachers is watching you and the joy that I see you experiencing.
It's really infectious. It's totally infectious. I feel very alive when I move, and it's important that other people can share that feeling. Okay.
And the people in the class, I'm fairly, my body is working. I had some injuries over the last year or so that has limited my attending class, and I'm planning on returning on Tuesdays. But speak to some of the mobility issues related to both aging and injury and some chronic illness that some of the students in your class have. And what do they say to you about having this hour and 15 minutes or 45 minutes?
First of all, you have to understand, when you come to a class, everyone's coming with something with them, their body. They have some issue with their body. And we just approach them by saying, you can do move forward from where you are and moving right now. Do not worry about the past. Just see if you can connect to your movement as it is now and see where you can go from that. So there's a big idea to think of to imagine where you could go from here, to imagine possibility, to imagine surprise, because there's no reason as you get older, you can't be surprised. You can totally be surprised. You can be surprised at meeting new people. You could also be surprised by just a moment of doing. So we're really focused on that.
And you, I know every class you start out with a stretching and doing some
coming into your body, and then you experience moving, and then you have to say a moment of gratefulness. You have to, just at the end, you have to be thankful for what you've got, just to be thankful for what that you can move, because so many people have bigger issues.
Absolutely. I would love for you to explain the kind of exercise that we do in partnership or in a small group to help people understand. Here we are, people from very different experiences in life, different body size, shape, age, and we come together, we randomly assort ourselves into small groups. And give an example of the type of exercise that you might give to us.
We give
a couple of minutes. Yeah, go ahead.
We give exercises, bottom line, to experience different kinds of moving, different ways of moving. And then we move into basic choreography principles like canons and unison and doing some things with partners. But the bottom line is you have to feel like you're moving as one dynamic.
And how good are we at that? Come on, teacher, tell us how good we are at that.
You're wonderful. You've really learned your lessons well. You're wonderful. Barbara, you're wonderful.
And I'm sort of teasing with that request, because what we do then is, so let's say there are, you know, five groups of three or four people, or perhaps even more groups than that. And then we perform for each other. And so yes, the
that's performance, very important. That it's very important. You can't just tell someone be a tree. They have to give them, we have to think about what the elements are of a tree, what the elements are of the wind moving through the branches of a tree. You have to think about movement. Movement comes from movement. So you have to think in your mind, what is the movement of a tree, for example.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And sometimes it's the creativity is just absolutely
astounding. Astounding. It's astounding. And you wonder why I teach, because it's because I get so much out of it, I personally.
Yes. And share a little bit about the team of very senior, accomplished choreographers that you also bring together to work with us for those who choose to do the series of workshops in order to perform in the public sphere.
There's nothing better than encountering someone who's lived in a body and worked their body for many years. They have so much to offer everyone. So I look for dancers who are older that have worked their bodies for a long time.
And some of them have danced now with a stick, with a cane, or come onto the stage with a walker and are choreographing as well as performing along with us. And it's such a positive reminder of who we still are in these aging bodies that may not move the same way.
Of course. There's always something that's lost, but there's new things that you find and surprising things that you find out. You know, anyway, your movement is more with the older that you get. You know, it might not, don't think less.
And what, explain one of those moments for you. What has changed for you as a dancer, Naomi?
Because I feel more powerful. I'm moving in particular ways that are significant to me. I just find that people who have lived for years in their bodies, they are able to connect to their bodies more clearly. And the more you do, the more you do.
So we know that we're on radio and so people can't see you, but I'm wondering, what would you say to our listeners who are at the moment on this little opening of, you know, I want to figure out how I can move at home. Maybe I'm at home because of the pandemic. Maybe I'm at home because getting around is a little hard for me. So what would you like to say to our listeners about this ability to move and be creative on their own?
Maybe just take a moment to just breathe in your body, breathe in your body, and just do that. And you can move without music or with music. Music will help inspire you, but you can move without anything if you don't have a music system available to you. It just from breath, you get a lot of information.
And would you recommend they stand while they do this or sit?
No, you can sit, and if you feel like standing, you'll get up. You will eventually get up, but you can be moving sitting it down. You can be moving. You can be making a dance sitting. It's just about making something. It's about making something with your own body that's meaningful, that we think would be meaningful.
And would you prompt them with a word like you did for us about you're a tree, or is it, helpful?
I give action words. Action words like move in a curving manner with curves. Move with curves in your body. Move in straight lines, you know. And I ask the students to imagine action words that are, action words could be anything. Action words are action. You can't create a dance from no action. So I think it would be helpful. They just say, move in a kind of floating manner, move in a manner that's making curves, carving through space, move in a manner that's popping your body.
I love the popping one. That's always a fun one.
Yeah.
Where you have us pop, 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 and we make these popping sounds.
You can't imagine how many ways you can pop.
It's very funny. Are you still offering the virtual classes on the website?
Yes.
Can you let people know where they can watch sign up to see the classes?
just go to D like dog, V like Victor, P like Peter, NYC.org. DVPNYC.org. And there's a whole list of remote programs. And you can just register. You have to register first to get into class.
All right.
But that's on the website too.
So Naomi, we just have a minute left and I want you to have the last word. What last word would you like to provide about the work that you do, why you do it, or how you can initiate others to think about this movement creativity?
I would just like people to think about the importance of moving. Just moving is bottom line. Because you move more, you move more. But if you don't move, it's just stuck. So I would like people to think about that.
Thank you so much. Naomi Goldberg-Hass is a dancer, a choreographer, and a master teacher. And you can go to dvpnyc.org, learn more about this multi-generational dance company. You can Zoom into the class.
That's right.
And if you're in New York City, within the surrounding areas, and you want to come to one of the classes on Tuesdays at 9:30, you can go to Washington Square Park and dance with us. Thank you so much, Naomi.
That's only one of the locations. We have class every day, guys. Every day, come class.
So go online and check it out.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye, Naomi.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to a podcast of HealthCetera in the Catskills. For more podcasts and discussions of important health issues and policies affecting health, go to HealthCetera's website and blog at www.healthmediapolicy.com. That's www.healthmediapolicy.com. This podcast was produced by Diana Mason, Barbara Glickstein, and production assistant Kai Volsey.